The Jubal Show on demand.
It's another Jubal phone prank.
Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Hey, it's a great day at shipping. This is Pete Eakins. I'm one of the managers here, and I'm looking for Forrest. Apparently there's an issue I needed to call him about.
Yeah, that's me. Okay, so I've been trying to figure out what's going on because I sent a package like a week ago that was supposed to arrive by now, and I'm just starting to get really I'm starting to get really upset because the package should be there by now.
Got you. Okay, so and your package was going to, it looks like, Vancouver, Washington.
Yeah, Vancouver,
Washington.
That's right.
Okay, great. Okay, here's what I can do. I'm going to transfer you over to the driver, and he'll be able to help you out, and then you'll find out exactly where your package is, so you'll know exactly when it'll be there. Please hold.
No. Don't put me on hold. Don't, please. Hello? God. Whoa.
Hello, is this pizza? Yes, pizza. Yes, pizza.
Hello?
Eakins. Hello. Yes, I'm almost there.
I'm so sorry.
1 second. I turned the Bluetooth off on my radios. 1 second, please, Pizza. 1 second, please. I'm just going to turn it off, but it's going into the good part. I kind of want to hear this part. Pizza,
no.
Will you listen to this?
Can you please turn your music down?
It's coming time
down.
For the drop. Here we go. Everybody, 1, 2, 3, drop. Hello, okay. Pizza Eakins. Yes, I'm so sorry about that. Yes.
Hello?
Yes, this is not Pizza Eakins.
Hi, is this the driver?
You're looking for the driver?
Yes, I was just transferred to you. Do you have my package?
Oh, that is why it says Pete Eakins.
Yes,
this is Heinrich Himmelberg. I am new driver here at Blank Blank Shipping.
Please let me talk for a minute. Don't interrupt me. Thank you. I was just transferred to you. Mm-hmm. Please tell me you have my package.
My name is Heinrich.
Being delivered. It's already late.
Yes. What is your name?
My name is Forrest.
Forrest, hello. My name is Heinrich.
I do not care what your name is. You should have a package that needs to be delivered.
Oh, is that why you are calling? You're calling for a package for someone. Is it running late? Because sometimes they send people to me if it's running late.
Can you turn your music off, please?
Oh, I'm so sorry. The Bluetooth is back on my speaker. Hold on one second. I'm new with the Bluetooth in this vehicle, so I need to try to figure out how to get this song on. Have you ever heard this song? It's one of the best dad songs ever. I listen to this when I drive, so I can just drive very fast.
Listen here, little I need you to tell me exactly what's going on with my package. I've been getting the runaround from you for over 7 days.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, was supposed to arrive in Vancouver, Washington 2 days ago. It has been over a week.
Yes, and I am just arriving into Vancouver now.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. It took a couple more days because I had to get held up at the border for a little while.
What border are you talking about, man?
The Canadian-US border, because I'm going to Vancouver, obviously. And so I was a couple of days because I had to clear my papers because I'm not from either country.
Wait, hold on, man. Wait.
Yes,
wait.
Go ahead.
Say that again?
Oh, my goodness. The Bluetooth is playing. I said I got held up. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to talk over the Bluetooth just a little bit until I can turn it off. I'm not sure if you can hear me, but I got held up at the U.S.-Canada border because I'm not from either country.
No, man. Canada. No, not Vancouver, Canada. Vancouver, Washington.
Yes, I'm delivering.
Vancouver, Washington.
And I am in Vancouver now. I'm sorry. I got the Bluetooth off. I'm in Vancouver now.
Vancouver, Washington.
How do I turn the Bluetooth off? It sounds like a pot.
Off now.
But I'm sorry, I cannot hear you. I'm trying to turn my Bluetooth off the speaker. I cannot figure out this vehicle.
I'm done, man. I'm done. You're a moron. You should never have taken this job. I'm done with you, man. Get to Vancouver, Washington. My friend's expecting it.
Okay, how about I tell you this is a phone prank? This is actually Jubal from the Jubal Show doing a phone prank on you.
Gotcha.
What?
And your friend Christopher set you up because he said you
said... Hold on, what?
Yeah, he said you were upset with the shipping company because he actually did get your package a few days ago. He's been telling you he hasn't got it just
to
mess with you.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. It was a joke.
You are... Oh, my God.
Oh, no. My music has come back on the Bluetooth. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God. No. That was so annoying.
The Jubal Show on demand.